Many public schools in Baltimore County are already overcrowded, and county officials believe that could get worse because of an influx of students currently in private schools. WYPR's John Lee reports that the concern is some parents could get priced out of private schools amid the COVID-19 economy.
Baltimore County Councilman Julian Jones, a Democrat, brought up the possibility of more private school students enrolling in public schools at a recent hearing on the school system's budget.
I think the BCPS offer a very good education, and parents will look at the private schools and realize that maybe they can't afford it at that moment.
Jones cited unemployment as a possible reason. An estimated 87,000 people have filed for unemployment in Baltimore County during the COVID-19 pandemic. School Superintendent Darrell Williams told Jones they are closely monitoring enrollment.
So I wouldn't be surprised if we see more families choosing to come to Baltimore County Public Schools from a different school just because of circumstances.
Towson University economist Darius Arani says it will become clearer if that's going to happen when fall tuition bills are due at private schools.
Schools are expensive, $20,000 to $30,000 a year, if I'm not mistaken. So it is a big cost for many households.
But private schools are taking steps to try to help families who may have lost a job or have had to take a cut in pay. Matt Michike is the head of school at Friends School of Baltimore.
This is my 15th year and the most interesting one so far.
Michike says they're trying to make sure that no student has to leave because parents can no longer afford tuition. He says so far, none has. Michike says a couple of donors have given money specifically for tuition assistance for families affected by the COVID-19 economy.
One of the things that's really hard for them as they see their children is to imagine having to offer or to cause even more disruption in their lives if they were not able to come back to this community that means so much to them.
But the shifting of students could go both ways. Baltimore County has had to move more than 115,000 students to distance learning on a dime in this crisis. And there have been problems, such as making sure all students have the curriculum they need and can get online. Michike calls that heroic work, but he says Friends is hearing from parents who are exploring whether their children in public school would fare better with the distance learning offered at Friends. Myra McGovern, the vice president of media at the National Association of Independent Schools, says that's happening at private schools nationwide.
Some schools are seeing a lot of interest from parents who maybe were dissatisfied with their current school's approach and really want to make sure that their children have opportunities in come fall, no matter what happens.
The possibility of more private school students showing up at the Baltimore County Public Schools door makes officials nervous because they already have crowded schools and there's little they can do about it. Both the county and state are dealing with massive budget shortfalls because of COVID-19's effects on the economy. A plan to spend more than $2 billion on school construction statewide has been scuttled. At that hearing between the county council and the school system, Republican Councilman David Marks asked, what are the options?
More trailers, I guess.
Pretty much, according to school officials. Call them what you like, trailers, learning cottages, portables. Superintendent Williams says they don't have a lot of options.
We look at movement of classes, movement of students. We look at the learning cottages.
And enrollment is expected to grow in the county schools, whether the private students show up or not. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WYPR.